Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you listen to FloorDaily.net. This morning I have with us Tom Levi with Levi for Floors. Tom, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm actually pretty fired up to get you on board. The reason I am, Tom, we'll get a little background on your business, but you're kind of a public opinion leader in the flooring business from my perspective. I mean, I've asked you to be an advisor on what we do at the magazine. You've been helpful there, and you know, you're out there. You deal with a lot of different people, and the reason I wanted to talk to you today is because since you're kind of in the heartland of America and since consumer sentiment is up as high as it is, in May, I wanted to kind of see if you're actually feeling that in the marketplace. But before we go there, tell me real quick, give me some background. Levi's for Floors, tell me about it real quick.
Oh, we're about a 22-year-old company that has been business in Central Ohio and Cleveland, or the state of Ohio, for years. I've been in the industry since the late 60s. Mm-hmm. Started Levi's for Floors in the mid-80s. And we service residential replacement, builder, and or commercial. Mm-hmm. We're very high-end, pride ourselves on high-end quality, high-end products and or service. We offer all flooring products and the cleaning division. We try to be a very, very upfront, integrity-oriented company.
Yeah, and how many stores do you have?
Right now we're operating 7.
7 stores, okay. Mm-hmm. And I know you have a very progressive website, to increase store traffic, you do some advertising, is that right?
Oh, we do a lot of advertising.
That's right.
And we're updating our website as we speak, so we'll have a new website up and up probably within the next 90 days, hopefully.
Yeah, and you're not scared to try new things. I remember talking to you a couple years ago about some mall kiosk that you were kind of a self-service type.
We always look to try new things. We think that it's a changing, not only is it a changing industry environment, we think it's a changing consumer environment. So we're always looking for new and innovative things to try to reach a consumer, regardless whether it's in merchandise or it's in marketing. And we continue to look for that. We think it's never going to be any more truthful than it is today in the climate we're operating in today.
All right, so let's get to the meat of why I called you this morning. As I was mentioning, consumer confidence is way up. They're feeling like, you know, hey, this recession might indeed be over this year, according to the Consumer Conference Board in Michigan. You being in an area that's somewhat depressed, I think, Central Ohio, tell me what you're seeing out there.
You're right. The Midwest, the industrialized central part of the United States, we haven't been in a recession for a year, 2 years. We've been, in my belief, in a recession since post 9/11. So we think we've been in a slowdown since 2001, 2002.
Yeah.
It's kind of ironic. We talk about the Michigan Consumer Confidence Index, yet unemployment in Michigan is above 15%. Unemployment in Ohio is above 10%.
So you're already there. They're saying that's where the nation's going to go, and you're already there.
That's the news media.
Yeah, right.
And I hate to say it that way, but, you know, live with it as it is. The reality is, in the Midwest, you have a decreasing population and decreasing jobs. In the state of Ohio, we also have a very, very difficult business climate for businesses within the state and the administration. So it makes it even difficult from that standpoint. And as I say, you know, show me the jobs and I'll show you the end of the recession.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they say it trails it.
Right.
Their forecast and unemployment's going to continue to rise for the next 6 months.
That's right. It is, in fact, according to the economists, it is a lagging indicator that the economy will start to recover before jobs start to improve.
Yeah. Right. But right now, we're very, very happy with our strategy. We think in business today that you need to do a 1, 3, and 5-year plan to be able to survive. And if you don't, we think you're going to have challenges.
Yeah. So I mean, basically, the headlines here for this little interview is that despite the fact that you're in an economic situation that is probably more depressed than the overall American situation, your business is actually doing well, right?
Kemp, we have been very, very fortunate. We have been a company that has positioned ourselves over years, we think, correctly,
mm-hmm.
that we have the resources and or the capital that slowdowns, we look at a slowdown as opportunities for us. We invest in the consumer by marketing and or advertising when there is a slowdown to reposition ourselves and have our brands in a position that when the consumer does return, that we've got a better market share. We find challenges out there. But the challenges are profit as much as anything else. We acknowledge, we've known for the last 2 years in this environment, it's going to be very, very difficult for us to maintain our profit goals the way that we would like to. But at the same time, that does not mean we can have other goals such as market share, such as market position, such as revenue growth. That makes a difference. And we're very, very well satisfied with where we're at. You know, we are going through, and we are probably, and I think this is where most people is correct, we are at the end of one of the worst economic cycles that our generation has ever seen.
Yeah, actually, I was reading something in the paper the other day, I think at the Wall Street Journal, that since we're still in a recession right now in this month of May, it is the longest recession since World War II.
You know, I think this is where it really gets to be to everybody. What's your crystal ball say and what's my crystal ball say?
Right.
Is the recession over in the second Q? Is it over in the third Q? Is it over in the fourth Q?
Yeah.
Where is it at? And this is where everybody has their opinions. The trouble with opinions is they're an opinion.
Right.
You know, and our challenges have always been, you know, where's our strategies at? Where are we positioned? Where's our industry positioned in itself for what's going on? You know, we had a model in this industry that was based on 1.5, 1.6 billion units a year.
Mm-hmm.
That model is gone. There is not 1.5 billion units a year.
We're setting a new high water mark, aren't we? A new what? It's lower, but it's a new.
But it's exactly right.
Yeah.
So everything shifts. The paradigms of the assets that the retailers have on board, that the manufacturers have on board, all of those things are into uncharted territory right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Actually, I tell you, we ran some numbers for this June issue about Floor Focus, and you take the inflationary numbers out,
right,
and you take the business now, if you take away installation and adhesives and, you know, all the accessories, the business has gone from almost $25 billion down to $20 billion. And if you go back and look at the last time we were there and you adjust for inflation, we're at 1998 levels of revenue.
I would think you're right on the number.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure anybody would have had that opinion in 2005 or 2006 when we were just cranking.
That's right.
But it's challenging. But rest assured, I think that as an administrator, that you need to make the decisions on the direction and the positioning of your company, and now's a great time.
Yeah.
If you have got the resources to continue or increase your advertising, and there's two trains of thoughts here, you know,
mm-hmm.
You and I look at it, and maybe 2 years ago, we had twice as many consumers interested in buying carpet as what we have today residentially.
Right.
So that means, should I cut my advertising because there's only half of the amount of people interested in my product? And there has been those trains of thought out there from some major marketing people and advertisers.
Right.
Our opinion was not nearly that as much as it was we felt that there would be great opportunities to make good buys in advertising. By making those buys, we would stand a chance to position ourselves, because I'm not worried about my quarter-to-quarter numbers. I'm worried about my long-term strategies and to position ourselves. So our marketing and advertising that we've done, and we've changed the message that we've sent to the consumer, we think that we'll reap benefits in 2012. That's our target right now, 2011.
Yeah. What have you changed your message? Can you share that with us?
Sure. We believe there was, prior to this recession, we believe there was a euphoria out there in the consumer on buying high-end, high-quality, almost elitist goods.
Right.
With that, we think maybe that consumer's changed a little bit now.
Mm-hmm.
We think the consumer is definitely looking for value.
Right.
We think they're looking almost to the point that they're, even if they can afford it, sometimes they become embarrassed to buy designer brands. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Definitely.
They believe they want to buy value, and we think that that's fueled certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yet the best values today out there are on the soft surface side is unbelievable. With the contraction of the raw material cost over the last 12 months, with the competitiveness nature that's out there today and the aggressiveness out there today that we're seeing from fiber, we think there's great values out there.
Mm-hmm.
and we present that. And value doesn't necessarily mean cheap. Value may be something that is going to produce double the amount of durability, double amount of the lifespan. You follow what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
And we've seen huge success in our tests that we have ran in the first and second Q regarding our advertising when we do that. Mm-hmm. That we can make a consumer move if the message is clear and correct. And it's not just something based on price. It has to be value added. Price is a given anymore. And you have to do more. So we're real happy with that, and we're updating web services. We think the consumer is definitely continuing to do more shopping, not buying,
right. But
shopping on the web, and I think you got to position yourself there. And I think all of those things are important as part of that business model that as we change with these times.
Do you compete much with the home centers, do you think?
Oh, I think that anybody that didn't say they did wasn't watching their business. You have to. Home Depot, Lowe's, they do a great, great job of driving traffic counts through their stores. And when in their stores, they walk through a flooring department, and they have the ability to POP, or point of purchase, market a product, our product. So they are competitors, and they're good competitors. You know, we acknowledge that you know, I'm never going to drive 60,000 people a week through my store.
Right.
But at the same time, that same customer that I bring in my store is going to walk into Home Depot twice, two or three times possibly, to buy a broom or to buy a light bulb or something like that. So, you know, yeah, they are competitors.
But where you benefit, and I think it's kind of the theme for why you're successful, is because you are the place to go if the consumer really wants help in picking the right product. Isn't that right?
Well, I think that we have positioned ourselves that, you know, my average salesman, Kemp, has been with us for more than 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We do extensive training twice a month. We are updating our people, continually working with them on product developments, on new things, on changes within the industry, that we rely on the environment that we create as well as the culture we've created with our salespeople to help consumers. Consumers still want to control the situation, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But at the same time, there is a thirst for knowledge, and there is so much misperceptions out there that I think it's one of our biggest advantages, our professional sales force. Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay, Tom. Yeah, I know you've got tons of thoughts around spiffs and fiber types, and I'd love to go into all those conversations with you, but I think I'm about out of town. We have figured out that our listeners will listen to about 10 minutes of somebody talking, and that's what I wanted to get from you. It's great to talk to you. I appreciate you telling us that, in summary, your business is doing well.
Kemp, I think as long as you love the industry and you love your business and you work your business and are honest, I don't care what the economic conditions are at, you will succeed if you plan.
Tom, appreciate you talking to us. Been talking to Tom Levi, who is with Levi's for Floors in Ohio, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar in floordaily.net.